All right, on this Halloween night, it is it's wonderful that we can sing praises to God, and we can sing songs to our Savior. It's a difference between that and Halloween, isn't it? What Halloween represents. Halloween represents really the things of the Satan, the devil. If you get into the depth of it, it doesn't represent what is good and what is godly. It represents that which is on the other side of darkness. And so we're going to go to Genesis chapter 1 tonight. Genesis chapter 1. And we were here last Sunday. We're going to continue on. And hopefully we'll have more time for specials this evening. I enjoy the singing. And so maybe I can get through this quick enough. But I don't want to barrel through it so fast that you don't get any of it. So I want you to understand what's going on here. You have to get this evening because this is wonderful. In Scripture, Genesis chapter 1, we looked last Sunday evening. If you remember, we looked at God as creator. Who is creator? And I gave the analogy of DNA and going to the New Testament. DNA with its advanced technology. If you remember, there were those in the past that have been convicted because of DNA from years gone by, but there's also those that have been set free because of that. Well, as you go to the New Testament and you see the light of Scripture, you get a glimpse of who God is, the creator of the universe, and how exciting that is. Because without the New Testament, we would be lost as to the name of Jesus. And so you go to the New Testament, you look in Colossians chapter 1, you look in John chapter 1, as Pastor read in this morning, and we might do some reading some more there this evening. But it talks about God as a creator of the universe, doesn't it? He created all things. By him are all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be throne or dominions or principalities or powers. All things are created by him and for him. And so God is the creator of the universe. What a wonderful thing that is. And that ought to bring great comfort to us who can go to the Old Testament, read in the book of Genesis, and then say, hey, we know who God is. We can go to the New Testament and see Jesus, not just as creator, but also as redeemer and savior. And this flows through the book, the whole book of the Bible, that Jesus is the redeemer of all mankind. And what a wonderful thing that is. Tonight, though, I want to look at two lights of Jesus, two lights as in spelling it as an L-I-G-H-T-S, lights of Jesus that we have revealed for us in his word as we continue on in Genesis chapter 1. And as we saw last week, the creator God revealed in the New Testament, he who made all things, Jesus, you understand, is a creator of heaven and earth. Tonight we come to the specific revelation of what God creates here. In Genesis 1, starting in verse 3, a specific revelation of what God created here. In Genesis chapter 1, if you look in verse 3, the Bible says, and God said, let there be light. Let there be light. You ever been in a storm before and the lights have gone out? And you have no light and there's complete blackness. And you're fumbling around and you're looking for the matches. Maybe that was 20 years ago. You're looking for the flashlight. You're looking for batteries. You're trying to scramble around, trying to find things in the dark. And it's hard to see, isn't it? Well, who is the creator of light? Who is the originator of light? It is none other than Jesus himself, God. The King of glory is the creator of light. God created the light. Verse 4, the Bible says, and God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness, and God called the light day. And the darkness he called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day. God was the creator of light. He created the heaven and the earth. But as you go down and you read, what did he do? You keep reading down, the Bible says, and God said, and God said, and God said, and God said, the spoken word of God. Let there be light, in verse 3 he says. Let there be light. And there was light. Verse 4 says, and God saw the light, that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. You understand, God also created specific natural sources of light. If you go further on down in verse 14, the Bible says, and God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years, and let them be for lights in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth. And it was so. And God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. And God set them in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth and to rule over the day and over the night and to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. By the way, everything God created was good. And at the end, he says it was very good. But everything God created was good. Man, with their sinful nature today, they create things, but we create things sometimes that are not good. Why? Because they're not of God. They're evil. They're wicked. And man creates things that are wicked and corrupt and morally wrong. But everything that God created was good. Why? Because God is holy. God is holy. And you say, well, this world doesn't look very holy. No, that's because sin came into the world. But God himself was holy. And so God created the sun. He created the moon. He created the stars. Even today, the scientists don't realize how many stars are in the galaxies. There are some brilliant minds out there, and the technology has increased astronomically over the past even 20 years. But the fact of the matter is, they still do not know all that God created. And man is trying to search and trying to search and trying to search. Man is desiring even to go to Mars. And that's not new. But the fact of the matter is that God created light. Dr. Sorensen, in his commentary on Genesis, says, light by its very nature divides darkness. To this day, that remains true not only physically, but also spiritually. In physics, darkness is the absence of light, and not the converse. Light is a created entity. Darkness is not. Darkness already existed. It is the equivalent of nothing. God created the sun, he created the moon, and he created the stars. But who is this creator of the universe that we are looking at? Well, in order to see him in all his glory, in his completeness, we must go to the New Testament and see Jesus for who he is. Because not only is he creator, not only is he creator of the universe, not only did he create light, but Jesus himself is light. And the Bible says, and I'm going to say this again, John 1:1, the Bible says, Pastor read this morning, but this is too important to pass by. Pastor is coming from a different angle, but we're going to talk about light. You think of this in the aspect of Jesus as light. John chapter 1, verse 1, the Bible says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made, what? By him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was what? Life. And the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. And this is John the Baptist, of course. The same came for a witness to bear witness of the light that all men through him might believe. He was not that light. In other words, John the Baptist was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light, who was Jesus. Remember, John the Baptist was the forerunner of Jesus Christ. He came before Christ, but Christ was the one to go to the cross. And so that was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was, here it is, he was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. Spiritual light. Whoa, wait a minute. God's the creator of the universe. God created light. We see in verse 3, as the Bible says, and God said, let there be light. But also he is spiritual light. God is spiritual light. We can tell somebody, you know what, we not only have a Redeemer and a Savior, but he's also our Creator. Praise Lord. Most importantly, he better be a Redeemer. But praise Lord also, he is our Creator. I had a man that I talked to, my wife and I were talking to a little sometime back, that was at our bank that we go to. He works at the bank, and he was talking about the religion of Hinduism. And not this particular time, but a different time. And I asked him, and I came to him, and I said, so who is your God of creation? And he said, I don't know. That's a big problem. The one who created the universe, the one who created the stars, the moon, the sun, You don't know the... Now, this man wasn't strong into it. He had relatives that were into the Hinduism. He must not have been a true, extremely strong practicing one. But if he didn't know the God of the Hindu religion of creation, where are you going? What does he do? What's the purpose in life? Does he talk? Does he have eyes? Does he speak to you? So we have an answer in God's word that the Lord Jesus Christ is not just our Savior. Most importantly, yes, he's also our Creator, and vice versa. He's not just our Creator, but he's also our Redeemer. And what a wonderful thing that is. And you can't see the full revelation of that until you go to the New Testament. And even in the days when Jesus spoke, Jesus was there, but you didn't have the written word of the Old Testament. You had Jesus and the spoken word, but when Jesus referred to Scripture, he went back to the Old Testament and he spoke. And so Jesus is our spiritual light. John 12:46, the Bible says, I am come a light into the world, that whosoever believeth on me should not abide, there's that word again, abide in darkness. John 3:19, starting in 19 through 21, the Bible says, and this is the condemnation, that is come into the world, and men loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. Verse 20, for everyone that doeth evil hateth the light. By the way, that's true in this world today, isn't it? As Patrick had mentioned this morning, talked this morning, knocking on doors, there's many rejections that you can get knocking on doors. People don't like the light. They don't like the truth of the gospel. Jesus, that's why God has to work in their hearts and take the blindness away that is from the devil. Because the Bible says Satan hath blinded the eyes of many. And so there has to be that unblinding, and God has to do that and work through it, through the word of God. We are just as vessels to preach it. Verse 21, the Bible says, but he that doeth truth cometh to light, that his deeds may be manifest, made known, that they are wrought in God. There are a lot of people today that are stumbling blindly in the darkness. Oh, they can see, many of them, but not spiritually. They are blinded. They are blinded from the truth of God's word. They have not received Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. I think of the wonderful lady wrote many of the hymns, Fanny Crosby. She lost her physical eyesight as an infant. She was blinded. Physically, she could not see. She lacked the light to see the beautiful glory of the majesty of God in creation throughout many of her years in life. Other than when she saw as an infant, if any. Yet, even though she was physically blind, can I tell you, she had the most important thing going for her. She had spiritual light. She knew Jesus. If you read the words of the songs, of many of the songs that she's written, let me just read a few titles that she has written, and she's written many, many, many titles. You may recognize some of these. My Savior, first of all. Oh, when my life's work is ended and I cross the swelling tide, when that bright and glorious morning I shall see, I shall what? I shall know my Redeemer when I reach the other side, and his smile will be the first to welcome me. Oh, she couldn't see on this earth when she was writing those songs. She couldn't see the splendor and the glory of the majesty of heavens, the stars, the sun, the moon, the mountains, the trees, the birds. But she could see much greater than even the creation that God did. The spiritual birth was in her life. She was saved. She was born again. My Savior, first of all, blessed assurance. Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Savior more than life to me. Rescue the perishing. Listen to this other song, The Bright Forever. The Bright Forever. Isn't that interesting? And the last one I put down here was Pass Me Not, O Gentle Savior. All these written by Fanny Crosby, who was blind, couldn't see, yet she had more sight than many people who walk today and can see physically. Oh yes, God is a creator of physical light. In this world today, he created light. And God said, let there be light. And there was light, but much greater than that. God came and died on a cross for the sins of the world. He died on the cross of Calvary. And the light of the glorious gospel came. He who knew no sin became sin for us. And his light shined upon. What a wonderful thing that is. She was blind. Church, how is our light in this dark world? We have the lights on in our church, but do the lights in our heart shine spiritually for the gospel of Jesus Christ, for the souls of men? Do we have compassion on those who are blind, who cannot see, who are darkened, their eyes are darkened? Oh, not blind physically, but spiritually they are dark, much more important. We need to be a light in a dark world. Matthew 5:16, the Bible says, let your light, so what? Shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. God uses weak vessels for his purpose, for his will, for his glory. What a wonderful thing that is, that we are able to be used. And Paul, when he was saved, he wasn't saying, hey, look at my education. Look at all the teachings I have gotten. Paul said, behold Jesus. Look at Jesus in all his splendor and all his glory. I am nothing. I am nothing. In fact, Paul had to continually go about trying to prove his apostleship in a sense. But he didn't have to prove that God was with him. And so this is why we as believers can shine in a dark world, because our God is not only the creator of the physical light, but also he's a creator of the spiritual light. Most importantly, he's a creator of the spiritual light. And so we worship not only the creator of the universe, but also the redeemer of sinful man. Do we desire to let our light shine, or we do, as the song goes, says, hide it under a bushel? No, I'm going to let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. We desire children to know Jesus. We did have a Halloween where we passed out candy. Pastor put the candy together and some others. And I would go to the people, and I wanted to be straightforward with them with their children's program. I wanted to tell them, you know what, we want them to know about God. You know, you can say, okay, we have games, we have candy, we have this and that, if you want. But I want them to understand, the parents to understand the purpose, even if they're not saved. You know what, our purpose at this church is we believe in God, that God created the heaven and the earth, and we desire children to learn about God. Now, you as a parent have the right to decide whether they are going to have them come or not. But that is our desire as a church. We desire children to learn about God. And ultimately, we desire them to come to the same knowledge of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Amen. But that's part of knowing about God. And so, time after time, I would tell parents this. The sad reality of it is we live in an age of apathy. Indifference. We don't care. We don't care. And not just in the unsaved people, but also with the Christians. There's apathy. Where's the churches that are full with people that are having a desire to serve God, that are having a desire to see people saved, that are having a desire to train their children in the way of the Lord? How sad that is in this day and age of apathy, that we are lacking the light even in the church. And so let us be a church that says, hey, we may be small, we may be few, but we will do our best to obey the creator of the universe, but most importantly, the redeemer and savior of all who call upon him and accept him as their savior. Let's pray. Lord, I thank you.